And hello everyone, welcome back to Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. This is part 4, and I'm not sure if you can tell, I'm pretty sure you can actually. I finally found out how to get my internal microphone, or the internal microphone of this computer, to behave properly, which means I can finally get it to sound normal, and it sounds pretty good, I must say. Picks up a lot of noise from far away. Although, the noise gate that I put on post-processing makes it a little bit harder for you to actually hear some of those quiet noises. But I'm really only looking forward, for you to hear my voice, and that's about all I need. Okay, so, we're doing part 4, which means still on one player, but we're going to be doing stage number 4. By the way, there's something that you may be able to notice starting from this point on. The clue I'm giving is that these recordings, from now on, are being recorded in November. That's the only clue I'm giving. Some people may know what this is, some people may not. But you're gonna have to find out for yourself. Okay, first game. It's the same intro as Showtime, but is nothing like it. In fact, it's not really even a rhythm game at all. Has music of its own, which is cool. It's called The Quiz Show, and this text also auto-scrolls. I'm gonna skip this. And basically, all you do is you just repeat the taps that this person does. Those taps at the very end, that last tap, is random. It's gonna either be 0 or 1 or 2. Did a little quickly because I didn't want the time to run out. And after two text blocks, you get... Yeah, if it's correct or if it's not correct. If it's wrong, you mess up and you get to try again if you miss the first question. Or the second question, actually. The second question. A little bit harder now. You can use the D-pad as well. No extra taps on this one. Drawback to the, using the microphone here is that you can quite easily hear my key presses, but that's not a problem, really. Okay, and last question is much, much harder. One last tap at the end. Okay, let's go. Did that work? Answer is... Yes, it did. Perfect. Yay, superb. Ew. Okay. Second game is... It's, easy, but, may take some time to get used to. Use the same intro as the Clappy Tree and Space Dance, because this is called Night Walk, and you're, like, bouncing on the stars. Oh, there's a tutorial for this. So basically, you hear that bass drum, and literally all it is just the person tapping, pressing A every single beat. That's all you do. Let's skip it. Let's go. This is one of my favorite music tracks, by the way. 1, 2, 3, 4. The thing about this is if you mess up, if you don't press the A button in time, you may fall into these holes that are conveniently placed in the stage, and if you fall into any of them, that counts as a try again. If you fall to the very last hole even, it still counts as a try again, so make sure not to do that. That was what it sounds like if you're a little bit too early. I like the square waves being turned into saw waves. The It sounds really cool. This is one of those tracks along with the clappy trio that you can play along to, like the with the drum live thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. With in rhythm thingo for GBA, if you play through every single stage, you get to unlock this mode where you can play along to different tracks in the game with the drums, and this is one of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And again, just keep tapping, don't stop. I also like the faint vibrato effect to the melody. 1, 2, 3, and done. And there we go. That wasn't too hard. I did mess it up once, but that's about it. What? That cost me the... Okay. Okay. Interesting. I'm not going to play that again. But, right. I didn't think I'd actually get an okay for that. Anyway. Next game is Power Calligraphy with the cool Japanese intro again. This one has a few different mechanics to it, but you just press A again. First mechanic is this. So when you hear, then you press A. Second one is this. Yep, so that's a little bit slower delay. Sustain on that, whatever instrument that is a little bit weird. So there's that. And there's this. If you mess it up, he makes growling noises. And there's even one if you don't press A in time, it makes a different noise. But I'm gonna try not to do that. Now for some reason, I don't know why, but the timing starts becoming off. I'm not sure if you can tell. But just a little bit. Oh, yeah, see? I was trying to do it normally. It didn't let me. It's because it's a little bit late. 1, 2, and hit again. What? I did that. Oh, it's very, very off now. It's gonna get a little bit better now. In a bit. Here we go, and 1, 2, and... No! Oh, there we go. When it changes MIDIs for the faster speed, it resets itself, so it's a little bit better now. And again, 1, 2, and hit. No, not again! Oh, that was me, I messed that up. And again, 1, 2, and hit. Gone. And then there's this one. By the way, all these different symbols are apparently supposed to be Japanese characters. This last one is supposed to be a face that he just wrote down with that hand, apparently, that you're controlling. And then you have an ending, which unfortunately fades out. Because it's supposed to have that last ksh there, which doesn't exist. Yeah. This time, the okay, I actually knew that I was going to get an okay for that, because I really messed that up. Could have paid more attention, but it's okay. Let's put in some coins. I'm not sure how many coins you really need. I just put in 3 all the time and it accepts it mostly. Okay, fourth game is called Polyrhythm. Now this is going to be really hard to explain. I'm going to try. New intro, that's actually quite high quality. I like it. Okay, here's the way. I'm going to skip the tutorial because it's going to make it even harder. Here's the way it works. Ew! So here are these two bass drums, you go A, 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 A. So you repeat the sequence that you hear, but you repeat it twice. So here are the two bass drums, you go A, A, and again A, A. Done. Now it gets a little bit harder. 1, 2, 3, 4. A, 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 A. Keep doing it. And again, you get a sequence twice every time. 2 of the same sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, this sound is the D-pad. So it's anything on the D-pad. And again, Ew! Now, this is where it gets hard. Because A, D-pad, A, D-pad, A, D-pad, A, D-pad, got it. And again. Okay, this is where it gets really tricky because you have to do both at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Okay, and then there's this. A, both A, both A. No. Oh no. You're gonna have to find out why I just said that. But it has something to do with the very beginning of the video. And we're done. Didn't mess it up. Although, singing is, something that you really can't avoid. Like, I can't play this without singing it. It's really hard not to. Okay, and Game 5 is by far my favorite. It has a lot of really cool samples in it. And also the intro, why did I say it like that? The intro is improved in comparison to the GBA version. It sounds much better. Listen to this. That sounds so cool. It's Rap Men or Rap Brothers, I'm not sure. Time. So you can press A all you want, and it says the number 2 for some reason. But first he's gonna give you a cue that you can't really do anything with, just to illustrate what you're supposed to do. So when he goes, that's when you press A. Now you're gonna be able to do it yourself. Yo, wakarimasu ka? And there we go. So, the one that starts, that ends with ka, is a question that does that. Now, next cue is like this. It's a little bit harder. 1, 2. Tanoshi, come on it. 1, 2. Almost messed that up. Is that gonna work? No, yeah, it is. Okay, so the come on it is the 1, 2, and then. Kimi to Psycho, Kimi to Psycho, That's the hardest one. And now, we're gonna seamlessly transition into the real level. Oh, that was not a seamless transition whatsoever. Thought it was gonna be, but no, it's not. Yo, Sanji desu ka? Some of these phrases, Sanji desu ka means is it 3 o'clock? Oyasu desu ka? I'm not actually sure. Oh, that was pretty bad. Yo, sanji desu ka? And then, honto desu ka? That's my favorite one, because it's so hard. You don't expect it very much. 1, 2, yo, perishi, come on, eh? Yo, and. Oishii, come on, eh? Honto desu ka? Hershey, come on, eh? Now we get into the Oyatsu wa Saiko. Kibun wa Saiko. Ore te Saiko. Honto desu ka? My problem is, with these, I'm not actually sure what it means. Like, Saiko means that it's the best. I know that. But I don't actually know what is Saiko. And there's this. Ore no se, come on, eh? Ore shirunai yo. Sore mo so, come on it. 1, 2. Yeah. So yeah, some of those cues takes a little while to get used to. The ones that end in ka, oh come on. Ones that end in ka are the normal ones with you wait, just do it once. Come on it is the 1, 2, and the sai ko is the or Nayo in some cases. Okay, remix number 4. This one's a little bit hard. Starts out with Nightwalk. Yeah, it just expects you to, like, start doing it. Unless you want to fall into a pit, that is. Then we have Quiz Show. One, two, three, four. Din, din, din. And back to Nightwalk. Then there's polyrhythm. One, two. One, two. And D-pad, both. D-pad, both. Okay, got that right. Now we have calligraphy. On beat this time. Oh, right as soon as I say that, I actually messed it up. Come on. And one, two. Speed up. Nightwalk. Then we have A, D-pad, and stop, go. Both. Okay, done with the accession. Now we have Yo, sans desu ka? Yo, oyasu desu ka? Honto desu ka? Kibun wa saiko? Yeah. And slow down and back to calligraphy for a bit. One, two, and one, hit, and root. Yes. And one more Nightwalk section. And one more quiz show. Which can be a few different patterns. It can stay at 4 or it can be 5. It's actually random on this one. And it ends with the classic, is your answer correct? And yes, my answer is correct. And I got that right. So I got a few okays on that, which I'm not proud of, but it doesn't matter. With the arcade version, it really doesn't matter because you don't get any medals or anything. And I cleared set 4. Yes, congratulations. So yeah, that was set number 4. It was one of my favorite sets. Now, set number 5 is going to be a little bit more complicated. It's going to be really hard to explain some of those games, but we'll get to that when we get to that. And for now, I would like to sign off and hope that you've actually enjoyed this. And I'm not sure when I'm going to start uploading these because I've been recording these in advance, but I think set 4, as in this recording, is going to be the last one that I'll record before I'll start uploading. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'll see you guys later.